Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me correct right over there? That was... I don't know what the heck that was. I'm sorry. That was very strange. I never had that in my entire life. I don't know if that was a phone or what. Okay. Let's start us over here. Okay. My name is John. We're the Local Splash, and we're a premier Google channel partner. So what we do is we make sure that it's a lot more easier for customers and new leads to find your business, whether or not they know the name of your business is equivalent. All they need to do is type in any type of keywords and phrases onto Google, as long as they're in the areas that you would like to serve, and the keywords that they type in are the ones that you get to choose to be found for. So you get up to 7 to 15 keywords and phrases, quite a lot. Right. So as long as they're in the area and they type in these words, your business will be popped up on that first page of Google. Now, the great thing is we make sure that the traffic gets developed as much as possible. So we don't stop just on getting you on Google. We also help make sure to get you up on 60 different directories as well, too. So if I was to just name a few out of my head here, let's say Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages, you name it, we can go ahead and get you up there as well, too. Sky's the limit. Okay. Now, what separates us apart from a lot of other companies out there, very first thing is, once we work with you, we close up the area completely. So we don't work with any of your competitors. We make sure that all the leads are funneled straight to you. They're not being dispersed to everyone out there and have you guys go head to head. Okay. So that's a key factor right there. Now, just quick question for you though. I do see like a home advisor, or is it Angie's on there? Are you guys currently with them, or is that something you guys did in the past?
I think Angie's List got me, but I actually haven't used it. I'm a member, but I have never. I haven't used them because I told them I'm too busy. So they're like, oh, well, you can sign up and then use it, whenever you need it. So I can't wait for, I honestly have to call them and say, hey, because they just want to send you like, I don't know. So they sent, and then it's like, and then you have to pay even if you don't get the job. And I'm like, I don't got time for that. Why would I want to pay for something that if I don't get the job and I go and do the estimate and everything, and then, you're sending it to God knows how many other people.
Right.
They're all bidding on the job. I mean, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Because if I want to, piss, literally money away, I go shopping with my kids, and they can do that with ease.
Right.
And at least get something out of it.
At least you get something out of it. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because, it sounds very familiar. Of course, we know a lot about Angie's Home Advisor, very aware of them. A lot of customers I even personally helped in the past there that, had experience with, everyone has their own experience, but it sounds like you're kind of going through something similar. Do you have to pay for those leads, whether you get them or not, though, too? Because
So it's like they'll make you do the listing. So it's like you get the list, and then they will, then, you go, and then the moment they send you the list, they immediately charge you.
No way.
Yeah. They immediately charge you, even if you get the job or not.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah. That's why.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I don't understand that portion on that. And it's sad because money don't grow on trees for one. And two, if you don't get the job or anything, why are you paying for that? Or even not even just get the job. Some people don't even get to talk to them, and they're spreading it to everyone else, and they're all paying the same thing. That's ridiculous. I mean, smart for a company, but I don't know how they feel good about making that money. I don't know. I'm just all about more code on that one. So I'm sorry. I don't want to get too sidetracked on that. I'm sorry you went through that, but just letting you know, I'm going to steal, as far as what my manager always says, because it's a good one, but – we're not Allstate, but you're in good hands over here, okay? So, meaning once we, once you join our family here at Local Splash, just letting you know, we don't charge you per call, per lead, or per job on there. It's a flat rate month to month. And we want you to choose to be with us each and every month because we're doing our job, because you're seeing the return on your investment and you're seeing the results. So that's important to us, you know. So it's in our best interest, as you know, just based off of that, it's in our best interest that you do well, because if you don't, then it's not going to be good for anyone, right? You just threw money out the door, and then us, we're going to get a bad review, and we're not going to earn your business for a long time. So it just doesn't make sense. So that's why we have it month-to-month, to make sure that we're on top of our A game as well, okay? Now, far as your distance that you're willing to travel for work, though, how far are you willing to travel as far as mileage? What would you say?
So, you know what? So right now, I mean, we pretty much go anywhere, to be honest.
Okay.
So right now, mostly, we do a bunch of San Francisco. You know, we have a lot in Oakland, a lot of Berkeley, San Jose. We even, you know, go to Vallejo. I mean, it's, you know, we have... Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I always learn to say, you know, plus my clients buy a lot of stuff everywhere. So
okay.
It's kind of whatever is available, you know, whatever they buy. I don't have to bid on jobs. So
okay.
If they buy, they're like, hey, okay, this is what needs to be done. I send them a bill and mm-hmm. I get paid for the bill.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah. So we can help with all that as well, too, then, in that case, because, I mean, one, again, this is not our first rodeo. If you're going that far out, and we want to make sure you're being found easier, because sometimes if you're too far out, what happens on Google is just not going to – there's tons and tons of pages, let's be honest, right, on Google. So if I was to go on right now onto Google and – what would you say? Like remodels would probably be the best terminology?
Yeah, remodels. I mean,
it's everything. Right. I just for example on here, I'm going to go and do it live here for you. So, yeah. So let me go and put remodels. I'll put near Livermore, right? Because if I do that, here, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to put in two different things here. I'm going to get, I mean, you probably know your competitors better, way better than I do. But, I mean, you have like Green Group Remodeling, 3D Remodeling, all these different companies that pop up, and there's only a handful of companies that can fit on that first page. Now, yes, there is tons of other pages, but so many people that I've spoken to myself, just personal and through business and stuff, they don't even know that there's a second or third page, actually. So we make sure that you get easily found on that first page when those keywords are typed in. I mean, have you heard of BD Kitchen and Bath Inc.? Have you heard of them?
What, BD? Yes.
Yeah, so these guys actually have only a 1-star rating.
Wow.
Right, and they're on the first page.
You know what the funny part is? Do you know that they're like neighbors? They're like 2 houses away from me.
Stop. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out of town. Oh, my gosh. So, look, you got these guys that are on there capitalizing on literally 90% of the revenue because they're on Google on that first page. But if you're up on there, I mean, you already have a great establishment, great reputation. I don't know, just saying. I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if I was a new person in the area, didn't know the name of any companies, didn't have no referral, and I type it in on Google, because that's, let's be honest, they're going to say, let's Google it, and I see a 1-star review, and then I see your reviews, I'm definitely going to lean to yours first, right? So
yeah,
you'll definitely do well.
That is well. Okay, yeah, nope, non-existent.
Right. Exactly. You'll be surprised. I've actually even seen companies on the first page that has no phone number to contact them.
Right.
I don't know how that happens. So with that being said, I mean, these customers are going to talk directly to you. We're going to kick out any type of middleman, you know, so that way you can see live where these people are calling from, what keywords are being done to find your services, what keywords aren't working. We call it our client dashboard. Fully customizable tracking system. We give you account login and password so you can see it for yourself. And if you're too busy, right, and you're like, you know what, John, I have a great headache right now. I'm booked right now, and I don't have time to run new promotion on there. Can you help me? Yes. We have an account management team that can help run new promotions, change out keywords at your leisure, Monday through Friday. All right, so we got you covered on that. Now, Brent, coming back to my example on here, yes, I'm popping up on Livermore, and you're still not on there, right? So right now, unless they actually know the name of your business, it's kind of difficult to find you, right? Right. Now, that's in Livermore. If I'm looking in San Francisco or if I'm looking in San Jose, I guarantee you right now it's going to be even more difficult, right, because it's further out.
Oh, yeah. So, definitely
more.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that you're really being found in these areas as well, too. So that's what we specialize in. All right. We make sure you get easily found on there and in all those 60 different directories as well, too. So it sounds to me right now that this is something that can really benefit you and your company. I'm so sorry. Again, my name is John. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Oh, Yokai.
Yokai. Wow. That's a unique name.
Thank you. I love it.
Yes. What nationality are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Belgium.
Get out of here. My favorite, okay, I hate to, you know, bring two of this, but my favorite beer used to be a Belgian beer.
Oh, really?
I swear to you, yes.
What happened to you used to?
I love it. Okay, we're gonna get along just fine. So, all right, I don't want to get too distracted, Yogi. I'm going to go ahead and go over some pricing with you and see if this is something that you guys can comfortably budget. And if it hits the right spot for you guys on there, then we'll love to go ahead and have you guys join the family here at Local Spots. Does that sound like a plan with you?
Sure.
All right, beautiful. So before I get to the pricing, one last question. Are you guys using any type of, like, Facebook ads or a business page by any chance?
You know, like I have told them, I am so busy, and I have so many of my regular clients that – I never have to do any advertisement on anything.
Okay.
I've never had to advertise. I've never had to do it. So for me, that's why I'm like, you know, paying for to do this and that, I don't need it. However, my better half takes care of the rental part.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
My ex is the one that does all the windows for us.
Okay. Okay.
So, and I know that he could, you know, definitely, have
some more leads and things like that to help him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
To help him out. I mean, I'm trying to be a nice ex.
All right. I was going to say, I'll take my hat off to you on that one. All right. So in that case, we'll go ahead and help out with that. So okay, how that would work is you get to choose those keywords, you know, so for him. So that way, you know, when the call's coming through, you know that it's for that specific areas and you know that it's for those type of services that you guys would like to go and take on. Okay. Now what we can do is we can help out as well too with the Facebook, moderate and manage your Facebook business page and run Facebook ads for them as well too. Okay. Now, the only thing, just want to make sure it's clear, the only thing we do not do is contact the clients, right? So any type of communication with them, that's on you guys, right? Because let's be honest, if we touch we start talking to them, we don't know what we're talking about, right? So we only know how to get the leads to you.
Right.
Okay. So with that being said, you know, I think the package, the probably best fit for you guys would be our platinum package. So it's a month-to-month with no contracts on there, and it's only at $299 a month. Heck, that's everything included. Website, if you guys need it. I see you already have a website. Or actually, no. Don't see a website.
So our website is – so I had a website.
Okay.
And I would never get any clients from the website. So that's why I was like, okay.
You're like, no way. Yeah.
Getting anything out of it, which is not even, so.
Gotcha. Well, you know, one of those main factors is one, we got to generate the traffic to the website, you know, and that's what we can help you with then. So not only that, you know, usually it comes with a $99 setup fee as well on top of that, but today we're actually having a special going on and we waive that off. So it's only $299 to start, and that's including your website, including manage your Facebook ads, everything. Client dashboard, 60 different directories, up on Google. It even goes out 50 miles out if you wanted to for your service area. Yes, ma'am.
So it's $299 a month.
Correct.
So now if there is months that we are like swamped, right? That was like, hey, I mean, we can't do anything. I can't go out for, you know, so then it's pretty much like wasting money, right?
Okay.
My question to you then is, how is it for those months? So we still have to, you know, pay even if we're not using it.
Great question. Okay, so it gets a little tricky because of the website stuff, right? But, you know, far as having your own website and everything, yes, that's all yours and everything like that. You know, it won't say like /local/, it'll be just your business name on there. Now, far as everything with that, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning because it takes time, obviously, to get everything up and running, right? Google, okay. Just want to make sure you understand that part. Right.
Right.
But let's
be like, oh yeah, let me pay them $2.99, get a full website, everything set up.
Right, it's not going to happen like that.
And
then
like, okay, I don't need you now.
Right. So that's why we have that 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning. But after that 2 months, you know, if you need, for any reason, you're like, hey, I need to put this on hold or anything like that, we do have options for that too. So, again, we're flexible here. Yeah. And again, we want to make sure you're doing well because
– that I'm, you know, like fully booked and then I'm – you know, I mean, I still have a life, so I still go on trips. And, you know, I don't want to have, like, oh, all these things. And,
right.
I mean, I guess I could figure it out, but...
okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, even better yet, you know, just want to make sure, because if we just take things down and put it back up, it's really difficult. Just my suggestion on this is that instead of doing that, you can also condense those. A lot of customers think like, oh, I'm going to put all these words and get all these new leads. That's great and all. But you can also look at it in the way of saying, you know what, John, I would like to, you know, put only be found for these specific words. So that way you're narrowing it down to only the ones that bring you the most profits. And you're not getting so many jobs where you can't handle it anymore either. So a lot of people look at it the other way, like, oh, I want to get a lot of jobs. Well, I look at it as I want to spend it in the right time, the right quality leads. That's
right,
me personally.
I don't want to waste my time going and giving quotes and then it's like, oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Exactly. So that's what I would suggest. Again, you have your choices on there. It's completely up to you. You can take my advice with a grain of salt. It's up, no harm, no foul. But in the future there, you can just like, you know what, you'll have our techs, which is our account management team. I'll set that up with you right now to go over the magic and everything with you because we want to make sure everything's on point. Okay. So, wow, that kind of rhymed. I love it. It's like we're meant to be on this one. So, again, you don't have to be in front of your computer. What we'll do is we'll set up a tech call, and they're not going to start from scratch because everything we talk about today will be sent over to them, and it literally takes 10 minutes of your time, I promise, okay? And then once that happens, we'll get things rolling, all right? I want to break down the time length for you. So, again, I don't want you feeling like there's anything to hide, okay? So within – first 5 to 7 days, your dashboard or client dashboard, which is your customizable tracking system, and all your directories will be submitted. Okay, that's how fast we work. Okay. Now your website, this is on average. It could be faster, but 7 to 14 days, your website will be completed as well too. Now, your listings on Google will literally take only up to 30 to 45 days to bring you into really see the fruition come to play and the ranking increase from that point on. So that's how fast we move because we're a premier Google channel partner. Definitely a lot quicker than a lot of people on the market. So what speeds things up though is setting up that tech call, and I will make sure I look at our schedule right now so we can get this going. But just want to make sure, Yoki, so I got the green light with you. We can go ahead and get this thing started.
Yeah, a few things. Now, I'm in the middle also of moving. So not only do I run my company, I'm in the middle of selling my house and moving.
Well, get out of here.
And then the fourth through the 12th, in Mexico. And then the 23rd through the 28th, I'm in LA. So, you know, just that when I'm going to be out, it might be a little harder, you know, to get a hold of me.
Okay.
And that, right now I have, by Wednesday, not tomorrow, my next Wednesday, I have to have my whole house packed and ready to move. So.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations on the move and everything though.
Company and so many jobs, I gotta, you know, this is
Yogi,
another thing I'm dealing with. So.
I take my hat off to you, bro. you got your business rolling. You got a move happening. You got a lot of things going for you. It's awesome. Yeah. All right. So let's do this. I'll make sure that everything's running smooth for you. And again, the hour call is not a full hour. It's just an hour window. So it might even take quicker. Okay. It just depends on how much content you want to provide or questions you have for them.
Yeah. And if you can send me an email like, hey, Yoker, like for the website, this is what I need. You know,
okay.
So, you know, pick because it's something that I all, you know, have to look for. So that means I gotta have time to look for everything while I'm trying to do everything else. So
I know, I understand. That's okay. All right, don't worry. Again, I've actually seen personally the work that our technicians do. It makes magic. Okay, so you'd be surprised how many different companies I've helped myself, and some of them don't have any pictures, or some of them have, you know, no testimony. Like we make it work. Don't worry, it's not our first rodeo. All right, so Yoke, let's go with. First thing is, how do you spell Yoke? Is it Y-O-W-K?
No, it's J-O-K-E.
J-O-K-E. I got that way off.
Yep. Don't worry.
Get out of town. Okay, and Yoke, how do you spell your last name?
It's Van den Balken. So it's V as in Victor, A-N, D as in Danny, E-N, B as in boy, U-L-C-K-E.
That is so cool. I'm sorry. I'm just like, my mouth is, if you saw my face right now, my jaw is open right now. This is awesome. Okay. And then also, Yoki, what's the best email we can send the invoices to and also the second form of contact with you?
So it'd be Tadek Construction. So it's T-A-D-E-K, Construction, not with an S, just Construction. And then 2020 at gmail.com. Because I used to have
nice
for all these years SBC Global, and then, you know, nobody's getting my texts or emails or anything. So that's like in 2020, people are like, maybe you need to update and, you know, start being with the program and go on Gmail. I'm like,
you got to adapt, man.
SBC Global is going to be around forever, but I guess not.
I guess not. You know, I swear I thought they were going to be around forever myself, actually. But, yeah, no, I haven't heard it forever. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Yep.
And then, Yoke, now, as far as the contact, your phone number, is this the best number to reach you?
Yes. So this is the best number to reach me. But then also for, you know, because I don't know if we can put, like, you know, for any remodel, da-da-da, you know, it could be my number. But then I would put Robert, who takes care of all my windows, you know, he could, you know, he'd be the contact, and he would go out and,
Awesome. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here, because I'll ask again what numbers you would like the customers to contact, and then we can write both of them on there, and you can let me know if you want to do text, email, call, whatever you from there, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, now I just want to make sure I have everything because, again, this is going out on the web on there and all your directories, so I have to make sure I have it all correct. For the business name, I have T-A-D-E-K, and constructions is plural, correct?
You know what? No. So I don't know how the I don't know how they screwed it up, but, no, it's not supposed to be plural, but somehow they added that somewhere on there when they
– Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to change it anyway to, that was another question too. So it'll stay Tata Constructions, but, I'm going to be changing it and adding like, what the hell is it called?
LLC or something?
Yeah, because Corp.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad you brought that up as well. So again, we're flexible. Once you make those adjustments or changes, you just call our account management team, let them know. Again, we're open Monday through Friday. So as soon as you let them know, they'll make those changes for you. Again, no additional costs or anything like that. It's all included for you, okay? All right. Now, the address for the business, we have 3798 Thornhill Drive. Is that right?
Right. So, again, that's now. I'll find
that's for
out.
Now. Okay.
Because I have a few homes that I've gone. So we'll see which one I'll get.
Okay. Okay, no worries. No worries. We can always change in the future there.
And then I have Livermore, California, 94551. Is that right?
94551. Correct, yes.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Let me go ahead and update on our end here. Now, on the card that we'll be using today, Yoka, is this just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
So the card. Hold on. Okay, hold on, because I'm trying to pack. So what the hell did I do with my hand?
You're okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to multitask.
Oh, you know, you're doing amazing at it. Like.
Yeah, because my realtor called and she's like, oh, Wednesday they're coming to do the whole. I'm like, oh, shit, I better get on. Okay. So it's, let's see here. What does it say? Because I want to do, because, you know, my card doesn't have a number on it. So I got to look it up. Yoka von den Volker. It says Yoka von den Volker. It's an, because it's one of those Apple cards.
Cool. Okay, so is it a Visa, though? Is it, like, Master?
No, it's a MasterCard, but, you know, it has nothing on it, right? That the card only has your name on it. It has no security, no nothing. I mean, it's a blank card, just with the Apple on it.
What the heck? I don't think I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, it's the Apple card. It's, and you know what's amazing? You know how normally, and this is going off subject, but you know how normally, like, you have a credit card, you pay the credit card, and now you, you know, you send in a payment, and then it takes so many days to clear. So with this one, you go on the app, right? You pay, let's say I pay $10,000. A second later, that $10,000 is available for you to respend.
Stop. I got to get up on that.
Like,
what?
Like right away. So, because you know how sometimes, okay, you bought stuff and now you're like, okay, you know, well, by the time I pay it and then you see something you really want. So this one is like, your account, boom, pay. 2 seconds later, boom, it's back available. So you can pay and it instantly comes available.
That's so cool. And you said it's an Apple card?
Yeah, it's just Apple card.
What the heck? I'm writing it down right now.
You can apply if you. If you have an Apple phone,
mm-hmm,
you can apply straight on your phone.
That's so
and
wild.
The card also becomes available straight on your phone. So you'll get right away the card on your phone with availability. And then you also get on every single thing that you buy. You instantly get money, like it might be 1%, 2%, 3%, depending what you spend. But it's instant, like instantly in your Apple account, this is what you get. Boom, back.
Okay, that's cool. I'm so glad. I wrote it down, actually.
So you go into your wallet, and that's, you can, and then it's right there. And it tells you every transaction you've done.
Yogi, do you work for Apple or something, man? You're selling me here.
All right. No. You know what? I wish I would have known about this card a long time ago because, you know, sometimes it's like I have to buy so much material, and it's like, you know, your card's only filed that much. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, so, Yoki, as far as the address for the card, then, is that still the 37981 one?
Say that again?
For the address, the billing address for the for that card.
Yeah, so, So 3798 Thornhill,
Okay, perfect. And then you said it was a MasterCard. Now, does it have a card number, expiration in year, or anything like that?
No, it doesn't. But, hold on. If I go into my app...
Gotta have something.
So it's not on there, but they constantly change it too. So
I like that. It seems
card
safe.
Number,
I'm ready.
So the card number is 5253-6352-5289-9006.
Thank you. And an expiration date on it?
6/27.
Okay, hold on. And then there should be some kind of security code, right?
004.
Okay. That is so cool. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just like – I'm baffled. That's awesome. I want to try it. I want to try to apply for that one for sure. All right. So also, we're going to have a security question for you. So that way, I don't care if anyone says they're a local splash or not, whether it's text, email, I don't care. Make sure to ask them this question and to have them answer it. Because if they're asking for money or any information and they don't know the security question or answer, you hang up that phone. Do not fall for those scammers out there, okay?
Right.
So I have three of them for you. I got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, so mother's maiden name?
Yep.
Lahage.
All right, how do you spell that?
So it's L-A-G-A-G-E.
L-A-G-A-G-E. Hello, Yoki?
Yes. Oh. L-A-G-A-G-E. Sorry. My guys are texting me. I'm trying to listen to you, dude.
All right. All right, I just want to repeat this one more time because I can't see it. It's like when I'm entering it in. So I got L-A-G-A-G-E?
E, yep.
Okay. All right. And pow, I'm saving that for you. Okay. Boom. All right, so before I process this payment, I'm going to do a voice verification, okay? So what this is an added form of protection for you. It's very important. All right, so everything we talked about, we want to make sure we adhere to it, okay? So please make sure, whenever you're answering, just answer as clear as possible. But if you have any questions, any concerns, just say, John, can you stop for a second? Can you elaborate on this a little bit? I'll be more than happy to answer it for you, okay? All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Subic Construction.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Yoko Vandenbalka, owner.
Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. That's why we did that security question. If you get any people calling asking for information, just you have the security question and the answer ready for them, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to continue here. All right. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sorry, say that again.
Okay. So, yeah, this one's pretty much asking if once the techs give you a call, we want to make sure that you're giving them all information, let them know what kind of content they need to put it onto the online for you, okay? But I'll say it one more time. All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 18th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 18th of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So, yes, but my question is, so I start paying right away even though the thing isn't going to be up for like a month, right?
The listings are going to – well, full fruition of everything with the listings are going to be up within a month, yes, a month to 30 to 45 days is our average, right? But your directories and everything get started right away. So that's why we're going to set up our tech call. Actually, that's the next process I'm doing right now. So that way we could speed things quicker for you as well. Okay. Now, far as for the tech call, remember, we need an hour window. And it does not mean it's going to take an hour. They may call within the hour, and it could be quick. It just depends on how much questions and content you want to add to them. What day works best for you, though, that we can go ahead and give you a call on that?
Let's see here. This week is like, oh my God, so crazy busy. You know what? Right now, it looks like the day that would be open would be the 25th.
The 25th. Okay, next week.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Hold on.
Yeah.
The 25th. This is wide out there. We don't have anything, you know, I'm just kidding. We actually have a full day available for you. What time works better for you, morning or evening? Evening.
Let's see. So I need to drop off my kids. So let's see. Because the 25th is, okay, so maybe around between 11 and 12, I would say, would be best.
11 and 12. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to set that up. Now, before I send it over to you, we always have to make sure the process of the payment goes through, so that way we can set the text to actually give you a call, okay? So I'm going to go ahead. We have everything in here for now. I'm going to double check right now just before I put anything through, because I want to make sure there's not a dollar more charge, okay? It's just $2.99. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment, just $2.99, okay?
Okay.
One second here. When that goes through, you'll probably get a text message and an email. But while it's going through, I'm going to go ahead and set up our tech call for you and schedule it in. Multitasking myself. What happened there? Okay, perfect. I believe it went through. Did you get a text message by any chance?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. On there, what I want you to do is there should be like the terms and conditions to click there. Do you see that anywhere?
Oh no, sir. I just know from Apple that I got it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
no,
right.
No,
we'll
no. My phone is telling me you guys charge me. That's it.
Okay. Good. Okay. And of course, we're gonna send the invoice and everything. In that invoice, we have to do a last signature, and then we're done from there. I want to set up and make sure the tech call is set and completed right now as well, too. Give me just a second here. I'm going to send it to your email, okay? And then we just have to hit yes to confirm on there for me. And we'll be all set. Pal. So I can't put in parentheses how to pronounce your name. So if they don't nail it the right way, don't take offense, okay?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I'm used
okay.
to it.
All right. Got you. So we have at 11 a.m. We'll go ahead and put that through, okay?
Oh yeah. I better put it in my phone because otherwise I'll book stuff and then be like, oh. Oops.
Right. Yep. I hear you. Okay, so it's coming from Google Calendar on there, okay? Once you get it, let me know.
Invitation, yes, I just got it.
Yep, and you're going to hit yes for me on that one?
Hold on. I'm trying to...
Okay.
Hold on. Jeez. Oh, my God, everybody and their mother is, like, texting me right now.
That's always how it goes.
Hold on, let me see here. I put yes, okay.
Awesome. And then we'll wait for that one. Oh, there it goes. It came through. Perfect. And then we're going to go over just a few little tiny things here just to make sure they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you, okay? I want to make sure that they're moving forward on a few things while the time is going, okay?
One second.
And that's that. Now, let's go over a few things as far as, like, your services that you would like to go ahead and be found for. So that way they have a few things here. They're not just starting with, hey, what do you do? What's going on, right? So if you can name out just a few things here for me so I can type it in for them, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, sorry. So what?
Sorry.
I'm like going to flip something.
That's okay, Yoki. So I was asking, I want to make sure I put in a few things for them. So services you want to be found for online, some keywords. What would you say?
Keywords. So that's a good question. I have no idea because I never look for anything.
No, you're fine.
I guess, you know, definitely Windows, you know, would be...
Okay.
I guess Windows, and then I guess, you know, remodel.
Remodels, of course. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, would you put? Do you want me to put like window install or repair, maybe, or?
No repair. No, it's
okay.
It's every like you know new windows, right? Or window install or.
Okay.
And then you know like full remodels.
Okay. That's good. Again, you have a lot of time to go ahead and write a few things down. I know you're busy and stuff, so write some things down if it comes to any mind. And when they talk to you, I'll put in here, customer may want to add more, so that way they bring it up for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we can always modify things. Okay. And then that there. Now, do you have a personal – you don't have – do you have a regular personal Facebook page?
So I don't have one for Thoughtical Structure. I only have a personal.
Personal, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that you need one here. That's included for you. Need one filled. And also get a web page for you. We're going to give the works for you, okay?
Okay.
And then yes on this. Okay. Now, I'm going to say about 50 miles out from where you are. Is that about right, would you say? For as far as your radius is specific.
Yeah, right? I mean, probably about 50.
About 50, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put in specific ones like San Francisco, San Jose, right?
Right.
Okay. Every time I see San Francisco, I think about that song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. All right. There we go. And then as far as the phone number that you would like these customers to contact, let's go over that. I remember it was different.
So the one is the 707-287-1703.
Okay.
The other one is – what is the other one? Let's see here. 925-209-4148.
All right, beautiful. I got them both in there. Now, as far as how you would like them to contact you, would you like them just a phone call, text, email, all three?
I guess all three is fine.
Okay, all right. And we're going to do it for that same email, right?
Sorry, say that again.
Okay. Just the same email that we have on file here. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, promise, we're almost done here. On the email that you received or on the text message, do you see anywhere where it says to click here for terms and conditions?
Hold on. Is this the invite? I see on my phone.
You should say it like invoice or something like that.
Hold on. Let me see on my screen. I still have to do that too. Okay. Local splash. Access my dashboard?
Nope, not that one. It should say, are you looking through your email?
Yeah, I only got one email, and it says, oh, welcome to Local Splash. We are passionate about putting your business on the first page. Blah, blah, blah. That's it.
No, it should be saying something like invoice.
Nope, nothing. I've only gotten one thing from you guys. Hold on, let's see. Is it here? Invite. Nope, I just got the invite. That's it. So I got one that's with the invite, and then I got one just saying that, you know, welcome to, Locust Splash.
Welcome to Locust Splash on there. Try clicking that one, and let me know if there is something on there where it says something.
It just says access your dashboard.
Huh. Weird. Okay. I don't know. All right, well, we'll make sure that, because there's one part the text will go over with you then as far as the sign and the terms and conditions on there. You just have to, it's electrical signature. So maybe it'll come in later and then you can be able to sign it. We'll definitely have it by that point, okay? Last two questions here for you. Hours of operation. Is it Monday through Friday, Saturday, 24/7? What do you got?
Let's see. Really, I don't know what I should say. You know, I work 24/7. The thing is that I'm trying to avoid having constant phone calls on the weekends. But my guys do work Monday through, you know, through Saturday.
Okay, so I'll put Monday through Saturday, or actually, if you want, I can do Monday through Friday for one time frame, and then Saturdays on a different time frame, too.
Okay, yeah, maybe let's do that.
Okay, so Monday through Friday. What time do you want to put for Monday through Friday?
So Monday through Friday is like 8 to, I would say 8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, what time do you want to put on that one?
So Saturday, I would do like 10 to 3.
10 to 3? Okay, I got you. 8 p.m. Pow. And again, anytime you want to change it, let us know.
You know what? I wonder if I should just leave Saturday blank.
Up to you. You let me know.
You know what? Let's leave Saturday blank. I think I
okay.
Yeah. I'm already right. So crazy on Saturdays.
I got you.
You know, with the kids and all that.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Okay, don't worry. All right, now, last question is, as far as your payment, how do you accept payments from your customers? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal? What do you get?
So cash, check, Venmo, PayPal. So cash, check, Venmo. I don't take credit cards.
Okay, no credit card. Okay.
No credit card.
Right. Got it all in there. Let me double check it all. And you should be all set. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. So I want to tell you, if I'm the happiest man right now to tell you, welcome to here to the Locust Splash and welcome to the family. This is awesome. We're going to make things all right for you, get this website thing going for you. Get everything running for you, and you know we can talk in the future. I want to make sure I don't want you thinking I'm leaving you in the dust there, because yes, you will be talking to our account management team for the most part, but I will check in time to time. Make sure you're doing all right.
Okay.
All right, Yoki.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me though?
No. And then you're gonna send me your number, right?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, in that email, it should have my extension and my phone number at the very bottom there.
Nope.
It does not. Right, I'm gonna send it to you right now. Give me 1 second.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't even have your name or anything on it.
What? Okay, I got you. Hold up. All
yeah,
right. Don't
no,
make fun of my last name.
Yeah,
it's spelled SEO. Okay.
Yeah. It just
all says, right.
Okay. You guys only work from 7 to 4. That's
you
nice.
Got it. Yes, ma'am. Yep. All right. I'm gonna put my John with John So. I pronounce it So. It's spelled SEO. Local Splash. I'm gonna give you my number 877. 6, 5, I'm going to give you my extension on there as well, too, okay?
Yeah, see, so because on the thing that it does show that you, relevantads.com, that you're the organizer, but that's you, right? J-C-O?
J-C-O, yep. John, so I just sent you a text right now.
But, the other stuff, no, there's nothing on there from you.
Interesting. Okay. No worries. I got you. I sent that text over to you. It has my information, the company, my extension, all of it. Did you get it?
Okay. So it's weird. Okay. So you just sent me a text, and this is what it says. Welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call 877-635-6225, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, or email at support@localsplash.com. Nothing else. Not your name, not your nothing.
Really? What the heck is going on here? Okay, here, do you have a pen and paper or something, or a notepad? I can give you my number.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, let me get one. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to make sure you have a contact here. Kind of weird.
Hold on. Okay, okay. Yeah, let me put it in here. The Book of Importance. Because especially with the move, God only knows otherwise what happens to stuff. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so first name, John, J-O-N. Last name is So. It's spelled S-E-O. And my phone number is 877-635-6225. My extension is 3736.
Okay.
And if you can't reach me for any reason, I always check my email. You have my email, the jso@relevantads. That's my email to work here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. All right, Yoki. It's been a pleasure meeting you and talking with you. You've been amazing.
And somebody's going to send me an email, like, what they're going to need, right? If I need to put pictures, if I need to do this or that or whatever, so I know what's up.
Yeah, so the very first thing they're going to do is when I talk to you next week on Tuesday, the text will go over all of that with you. Okay, so they'll dive in deeper.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have everything ready for them.
Right. Because then I leave that weekend, you know, the,
whatever
it is.
Your move,
So I take stuff while I'm gone.
There you go. It'd be perfect timing for you. That's a perfect fit if you ask me. All right. Well, Yogi, congratulations on the move and everything with the business and all. I can't wait to hear your success story over here, okay? So
thank you.
Reach out to me if you need anything. All right.
I will.
Take care.
Thanks.
All righty.
Thanks. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye.